Whether this is the first gun debate hosted by students in Utah is not clear. What is certain, however, is Adam Herbst and Faith Staley feel the May 31st event couldn't be timelier given the shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas on May 18th. There's another reason the students chose to create the debate. It will count toward their social change class, a new program at Park City High School.
Both of us were involved with the organization of both the March for Our Lives and the Park City High School student walkout for gun control. And so when we were working for final projects on this class that we're in which we organized the march and the walkout, we sort of decided that we wanted to continue the discussion around gun control and gun violence. And so we decided to organize a town hall with candidates running for state and House Senate.
The students want the community to know who the candidates are and, more specifically, their stand on guns.
But we really just want it to be a conversation. And, you know, maybe if they won't bend, then that is what we're learning. That is the conversation. I mean, this is sort of just to help people get informed about who they're voting for on a more local level, because national elections get lots and lots of publicity, but oftentimes the local ones don't get as much. So we're sort of trying to help people get informed. And if that's the position that the Republicans are holding, then people at least know that, and they know what they're voting for exactly when they're going to vote in June and then November.
Staley hopes it'll be a respectful debate for everyone involved. The lineup has yet to be confirmed. Herb says they're waiting to hear from a couple of politicians they've invited.
We just have, I believe, four candidates right now: Logan Wild, Megan Miller, Kathy Callow-Huser, and Chris Neville on Skype. We might be getting some other candidates, but it's kind of up in the air with some of them. Tim Quinn specifically, he said that he was going to get back to Adam Hickey about a week ago, and he said that he was going to get back to him in a couple days, but it's been a week now, so we're kind of waiting on some of them. But those are our main four that we have confirmed right now.
Staley and Herbst have also invited several organizations to be present, but will not be a part of the debate.
We have invited the local law enforcement and multiple teachers and multiple organizations. We have the Black Lives Matter for Salt Lake City. We have Planned Parenthood's Policy Action Council, I believe that's what it's called. We have Connect and CTC coming for communities that care and trying to show multiple like facets of the issue. Though those organizations won't be speaking, they just might have little booths set up at the beginning of the event so people can kind of introduce themselves to those organizations and learn about what they're about and then kind of see how they play into gun control and gun violence prevention as a whole.
There will be a few preset questions to get the conversation started, at which point it will then open up for questions from the audience. The debate starts at 5:30 p.m. and will go on for 2 hours in the Jim Santee Auditorium. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.